The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And happy hour over, and there may be a body count today, A.J.
Yeah.
We almost killed Charles.
Yeah.
We almost killed Simple Jack.
Yeah, Jack's like, Miss Esme, can you make me some coffee? Like, he doesn't even know how to make coffee.
This is how I know I'm old. I'm out there giving him advice on how to deal with sobering up. So yeah, you got to do this, this, and this. Stop drinking that because it's just going to make it worse. I hate being the adult. I feel like the grandpa of happy hour sometimes.
You kind of are the grandpa.
Well,
I'm trying.
I don't want him dying. Yeah, you know, I think it was admirable that you let Trey tap out because that was going to end very badly.
It wasn't going to end well for Trey.
So
he was going downhill in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah, I received a shame text from my wife of why the hell would you make him eat that whole bag? I said, he didn't eat the whole bag.
He did.
Not even half
the bag. And he was fine. He was good enough to sing Achy Breaky Heart at the end.
Yeah.
And so. He didn't even have to drink a pickle beer.
Nope.
We didn't ask Dr. Intern how was that mega shot.
Yeah. Have you seen it now?
It looks It's murky as hell.
Yeah, it looks pretty disgusting. So.
Now the Twitch can see it.
What's Dr. Intern say about the mega
shot? Yeah, we need an update from him. Well.
I tell him to get in there. He goes, get in where?
Well, you didn't have to do that.
Well, that's all right.
Come on in here.
Come get on the microphone.
If we've got a working microphone. I just wanted to know what you thought of the mega shot. How's it tasting these days? We didn't get a report from you because we were too busy listening to Trey serenade us.
It's pretty awful.
Okay,
I can pretty much taste a lot of the butterscotch.
It looks super thick right now.
Is it butterscotch schnapps?
Yes.
Yeah, I can taste a lot of that.
Okay, and what about the texture?
Then
of
there's
it?
Yeah, all this. I don't know. I think it's a bunch of COVID.
Okay, it might be COVID. It might be. I saw Trey licking the inside of the bottle. I don't know if that affects anything, but probably not. I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
You can't find Jack out there. So.
Jack's in the kitchen, I'm pretty sure. He's in the break room.
Yeah, Esme's in there taking
care of him. She's babysitting him because Jack got hammered off two beers.
Well, he got hammered off a Four Loko.
As soon as he drank that Four Loko, he's like, I'm feeling kind of buzzed.
Yeah.
And then he chugged that pickle beer, which isn't even that much alcohol. It's just disgusting.
Yeah. But then he also had a butterscotch shot, and he had a
Nectar
a chai
of the
shot.
Gods shot. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys aren't. These guys aren't professional yet, AJ.
They'll sink or swim.
I love the fact that they're going to go in there and fire. You know, they're just jacking the ball up every shot. They don't care. Even if they go 1 for 60, they're going to harden it. So I admire these guys. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, I have to admit I celebrated that push a little bit last night because that was about as unlikely as it gets.
Oh, man. Yeah, first of all, 0-0 halftime in the Tulsa Tulane game. The total on the game was 54.5, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on Tulsa -5.5.
And I was on Tulsa -6 at even money. I was actually getting +100. So I thought, you know what, that half point's not going to come into play.
Yeah, big deal, right?
No way, yeah.
And Tulsa, in the third quarter, Tulane scores 14 points unanswered. And I'm like, oh, it's 14-0 now, Tulane. I'm like, this is a disaster. And then turns out, you know, Tulsa comes all the way back, makes it 14-14. Then there's like a minute and a half left, right?
Right.
What's the worst that could happen? How about a 70-something yard kick return for Tulane? They score a touchdown. And then Tulsa drives the field, and there's a Hail Mary that hits to end the game.
Send regulation. Overtime, yeah.
Which I was. Please make the extra point. Please make the extra point. And he did. Thank God. I was gonna hate a college kicker.
Because then I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to wind up getting the ultimate backdoor cover here.
But then you start playing you start thinking in your head of the different ways you can lose if you're a favorite in this situation. Because now you don't want to, Tulsa got the ball first and then kicked a field goal. And I'm like, oh, crap. Now they've got
I need you to kick a field goal. Yeah.
And then you've got it, because if they kick a field goal when they go first and then Tulsa gets a touchdown, I still lose.
Right.
I'm not looking for that.
The only thing you can get is a touchdown when they can't score. That's the way to win it.
So they both got a field goal. They both got a touchdown the first overtime. And then they both got a field goal.
Field goal the first time.
Yeah.
And then they both got a touchdown, right? In the second, or no. No.
No, the second overtime was the pick six.
Yeah, the second overtime started. Tulane got the ball first, and I thought, okay, this is where I was like, okay, they're going to kick a field goal. Now I'm going to have to be cheering against the team that I've been cheering for because I need them to only kick a field goal.
Right.
But instead, they got a pick six, and everything ended joyfully, and the score ended on 54, on a 54.5 total when it was 0-0 at halftime, which is just crazy. And anybody who got if you got a bad number there, I feel bad for them. But yeah, pretty wild finish. I probably had no business winning or covering.
No, I mean the Hail Mary. It wasn't like a 50-yard Hail Mary. It was they were inside the 30, but it was still a hell of a play. And as soon as he threw it, I'm looking. It's like that guy looks like he's kind of open for this situation. And then man, just a great throw and a great catch, and then very entertaining. And the NFL last night. Yeah, I really wanted to bet the Seahawks all week. And I wound up not doing it, and I was kind of kicking myself. But actually thought the Seahawks defense did not look horrible this week.
Yeah. Kyler looks off. He doesn't look himself. I don't know if it's an injury or what, but he didn't look great. But, yeah, a good win for Seattle, who really needed it. And, I talked myself out of betting it. I should have been on them. And,
well, it's funny because we both kind of danced around the Seahawks all week, and neither one of us bet it. And I was like, and that's one of those. Of course, when you wind up, I did use it in our pool.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I did that, and I used it on my MyBookie Super Contest. But yeah, I didn't bet the game, and I was kind of kicking myself over that. So I like getting those Thursday night games in the pool. So if you get 1-0, that's always okay, cool. Yeah, get the jump.
Mm.
What is that?
Yeah, these things are awful.
What are they?
Malibu Splash. Strawberry coconut sparkling malt beverage.
Who brought all that?
Marcus.
Ah.
Well.
So were we supposed to drink those?
I mean, if you want one.
He brought them to get rid of them because they're gross.
Oh, no. I've got a Crawford box. Why would I want that?
I don't know.
I didn't know. I didn't know if I was being forced into it or what.
No, you're not forced into anything.
Okay.
I'm not here to force alcohol onto you. I'm some sort of frat boy.
It's not my job. Done it before.
No.
Oh, boy.
Plenty of, I say plenty. I think there's like four football games tonight.
I didn't have that game last night on the.
Oh, on the contest?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't.
Because you were scared.
This is 2 weeks in a row where I've
you were
put the
were
wrong
scared.
Game in. I don't know if I was scared. Anyway. Somebody asked, how do you push on a half point?
I had 5.5. Fred had 6.
I had 6. It wasn't on 54.5, man. We're not talking about the total. We're talking about the game score.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Go ahead. Did not mean to interrupt. I just wanted to clarify that for someone.
No, I was just reiterating that there are plenty of football matches tonight if you're into collegiate football. And I think Louisville is going to just hammer Syracuse. They can do what they want with them. I kind of like the under because I don't know if Syracuse's offense is just such a disaster. And the other bet that I made, UMass is at Florida Atlantic. This is maybe one of the craziest bets I've ever put down.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm on the team total under for UMass.
All right.
The team total under is 9.
God, you could get, you could accidentally get 9.
I know, but I don't think UMass can. I might be able to, but I don't think UMass can. I think it's that bad. So
that's pretty gutsy.
But Syracuse, Louisville, Purdue, Minnesota, UMass, Florida Atlantic, and then New Mexico Air Force in the late game, and I just such a crazy number of games got canceled this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's you know, I don't know if we're gonna get. I don't know if we'll make it through the whole season, and I'm sure some conferences won't make it through the whole season. At least not in the time frame that we expected them to. But, you know, just enjoy football while you can. I'll say that.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit yesterday with Taylor. I think it's going to have to be pushed back as far as the playoffs and things like that. I think you're going to have to give them another month, and it's probably going to be into February before we have the championship game. But that's the reality of what we're dealing with. It's either that or just say, you know what, just play your regular schedule and that's it. Because there's no way they're going to be able to get in enough games for some of these teams. And, you know, it's that's just the world we live in right now.
Although I did say last week there were 13 games canceled. I said this week I bet there's 15. Oh, there's 15 now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I forgot Utah State, Wyoming.
So how many games are being played versus how many have been canceled?
No, there's 16 games canceled now. Okay. Because Ohio and Miami got canceled. Mm. UAB UTEP got canceled. There's 17 canceled games this week.
Yeah, UAB UTEP was actually canceled last week.
Yeah.
So,
but 17 games that were scheduled for right. this week got canceled.
Versus how many are actually being played?
I don't know. That would take me too long to count on the radio.
Well, you don't have to count it on the radio.
Yeah. I'll let you know later next segment.
Yeah, you can count it on the break.
Okay.
I'm guessing, though, it's probably about 25 games at the most right now.
Yeah.
Which, hey, man, that's okay. That's 25 games to choose from. So, and Largo says too much revenue is dependent upon college football being played. They'll play it. Yeah, I think they will. I do think you might see some individual schools start saying, you know what, this really isn't. Especially like if you're Penn State and you're 0-4, it's kind of like, do we really need to play the rest of this season? Is there really anything out there?
45 games.
Okay, that's more than, that way more
either,
than I
either been played or still,
or, yeah.
or still scheduled
or
for
to
this
be
week.
Played.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. That's a lot of games. We can do that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You want to get in on a Friday? No, we'll do. We'll go through the NFL lines next.
All right.
Would that be okay with everyone?
Sure.
All right. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. Yeah. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get my bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. Guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right box of awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You
are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. H-Town G-Loves have got the Tulsa game at minus 5, then jumped on plus 13 and a half, down 14 in the third to try to spin it. Hit all three on the backdoor cover. That was a blast. Yeah, Tulsa might be the best live bet team in the country.
They ain't never out, baby.
Because
never
they
quit.
They have come from behind to win like three of the last 4 weeks, I think. And they put up a ton of points in the second half. And I wish I had thought to do that last night. But
I don't know why I'm still drinking this. Yeah. It's so gross.
I asked myself the exact same question during the break.
What flavor do you have?
Pineapple.
Oh, I got strawberry and coconut. It's just disgusting.
When it's actual like Malibu rum that's coconut flavored, that's good. This is malt liquor that's coconut flavored, which is disgusting.
I mean, the lime can't be that bad, can it?
Feel free to open one up.
I'm asking for a friend. Corey said, what do you think of LSU at Arkansas line? I have Arkansas plus one. I liked it better when it was Arkansas plus 2.5. But that's not one I would mess with. The one college game I like is OU. I think Oklahoma's gonna have their way with Oklahoma State.
Do you?
Yeah. So that's my favorite college game.
I like the under in that game.
We talked about that yesterday.
It feels weird betting an under in an Oak State Oklahoma game, but that's
they both actually play pretty good defense.
Pretty good defenses, and both quarterbacks been pretty trashy under pressure. Which would scare me off of betting Oklahoma over, because now it's over 7.
I got it at 7. Okay, so that's the number I was at.
I just think
over 7, I probably leave it alone, but 7, I feel good about.
I think it's a low scoring game, so it just feels like a lot of points. But I don't have a firm side on that.
All right, let's take a look at the NFL games for the weekend, and we start off with the Philadelphia Eagles plus 3 at the Cleveland Browns.
I'll be on the Eagles. Mostly because, I always say, can you get pressure on Baker Mayfield? In this instance, the answer is yes. The Eagles can get pressure on Baker Mayfield. So, my guess, I feel like his QBR is like 300 points lower when he's under pressure. So, it's going to be, I think he'll be under pressure. They do a good job of stopping the run. And, yeah, I like the Eagles. Getting healthy on offense, the Eagles are too.
That's the real difference there is being able to stop the run with the Browns. If you can do that, then you can beat them. And because if you also get pressure on Mayfield, he's not going to beat you. But then again,
right,
Carson Wentz isn't going to beat you either. I think both these teams are absolute trash. I'll take the one getting 3 points. So I'll kind of go with you there. Falcons now down to plus 3.5 at the Saints. I had the Falcons at plus 5 early in the week, and
yeah,
I still feel very good about that.
I think that, and not that there's much difference between 3.5 and 5. 4 is sort of a semi-key number, but I think that came from the Taysom Hill announcement today, which I'm kind of with Josh. Like, the Saints came out and said, there's not going to be any packages for Jameis Winston. It's all Taysom Hill. If that's the case, I love the Falcons. I don't think that'll be the case.
No,
I think at some point in the game, they're going to realize, oh, my God, this guy can't play quarterback for a whole game.
Yeah.
And they'll bring Jameis Winston in there, an experienced dude who's, you know, actually played in a bunch of games, got playoff games. I mean, this is it's a really odd choice by the Saints, but I think that's the market reacting to them saying that they were playing.
I also think it's a little bait and switch. I think he comes out and plays the first series, and then Jameis comes in. So we'll
I don't
see.
Think it matters, though. What do the Saints do well? They stop the run. Okay. The Falcons say, okay,
we can't run anyway.
We weren't planning on doing that. And now you've got the Saints beat up in the secondary. The Falcons are coming off a bye week. The Saints are on short rest. I like the Falcons a lot. I think the Falcons actually win.
Moneyline plus 155. Don't hate that.
Yeah.
I do like the Falcons, especially as long as it stays outside of 3, especially because – but yeah, I'm on the Falcons here. This is one of my favorite games of the week. Patriots minus 2.5 at your beloved Houston Texans. I think the problem for the Texans here is that the Patriots can run the football. Cam Newton can still run the football. Texans can't stop the run. Bill Belichick versus Romeo Crennel. I like the Patriots here.
You know, if you take out garbage time this season.
You like, mean the entire Texan season?
So, like, anytime the game is like, once it's 90% win percentage, like,
yeah.
win probability.
Yeah.
Let's say you're, from that time on, you remove everything. The Texans are the 32nd ranked defense in the league. The worst defense in the league when games matter. And we know they can't run the ball. Bill Belichick takes away your best weapon. I assume he'll take away Deshaun Watson and make the Texans find a way to beat him without a passing game.
Yeah,
I don't think they can do it.
Yeah, and I think the Patriots are better than what they've shown. And you know, last week's game, yeah, they beat the Ravens, but that was in the slog. I don't think they're quite done, and we know the Texans are done. So, yeah, give me Patriot. Feel pretty good about it. Steeler, minus 10.5 at Jacksonville Jaguar.
Give me all the Jags I can handle.
Okay, all the Jags you can eat, huh?
All the Jags I can eat at 10.5. Listen, this is a typical, you know, Mike Tomlin special. Oh, we're playing a sorry-ass team. We're supposed to beat by double digits.
They're going to wind all up trailing into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it'll be just like the Cowboys game that the Steelers should have freaking lost.
Yeah.
Outright, they should have lost that game. The Steelers' offense is terrible. I've been saying that. Guess who's getting healthy all of a sudden? The Jags. Miles Jack, back this week. Josh Allen, back this week. Guess what the Steelers have to do on Thursday? Play the Ravens. You think they want to just, you think they're really interested in blowing out the Jags here? I can't see it.
Yeah, this is definitely the classic sandwich game for the Steelers.
The Steelers obviously win this game.
Yeah, but 10 and a half.
But it's not a blowout. 10.5 points is crazy.
Hey, I don't think the Jags are not Jets bad. They really aren't. They've got some players. I'll take the 10.5.
Although Tomlin says they don't play in the MAC. This isn't a trap game. These are real men playing a real game.
Yeah, shut up,
please. Mike Tomlin's the king of this.
Yeah.
This happens to him all the time. Now, watch Mike Tomlin when he's a 10.5 point underdog. Oh, he'll go out. He'll win outright. That's what he does. He's let's go, boys. We can. The whole world's against us. Let's do this. But in this spot, he's a big giant fail.
I'm also on the Jaguars.
All right. I like the under as well.
Okay. Jose Burrow and the Bengals at the Washington football team. I have a money line bet on the Bengals here, plus 105. I think this is a good spot for them. They're not as garbage as, well, really, Washington isn't either. And I know Alex Smith put up a bunch of big numbers last week. I don't trust that week in, week out. Give me the Bengals.
Yeah, for me, I'm with you on the Bengals. It just came down to who have these teams played. And Bengals, Chargers, Browns, tied with the Eagles. They beat the Jags, which doesn't mean much. Ravens, Colts, Browns, Titans, which was a win, and Steelers. That's a pretty good.
And they were competitive with some of those teams, too.
Yeah, which, that's a pretty. Now, not last week. They weren't competitive at all.
And I think that's one reason why you're getting a couple points with them this week is because they're coming off their worst game of the season.
Here's who the football team has played so far. Eagles, win. Cardinals, Browns, Ravens, Rams, all double-digit losses. Giants, loss. Cowboys, win. Giants, loss. Lions, loss. Like, their schedule's just not very good.
Yeah. And they got blown out by the good teams on there.
Yep. I don't think the Bengals are good, but the football team is just, it's just awful. And I don't trust Alex Smith. I don't trust what I saw out of that dude.
Yeah, I mean, he threw for a bunch of yards last week, but he had to put it up 55 times to do it. Tennessee Titan, plus 6 at Raven.
I like the Titans here.
Really?
The Titans do have some injuries on the offensive line, but Brandon Williams being out for the Ravens is just awful. He is the reason why they're a great run defense. And without him in the middle, I think the Titans have some success running the football. And let's think back to when the Ravens went from being the best team in the NFL to being pretty good. It's when they played the Titans in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Titans are just, it's bad juju for the Ravens. It's a bad matchup. Honestly, I think stylistically, it's just a bad matchup. And especially without Brandon Williams, I think Derrick Henry has a day. I like the Titans on the money line. I think like
plus 230 is what you're getting. I agree with most of that. I do think that the big difference this year is Tennessee had a much better defense last year when they met in the playoffs.
True.
This group is not good. The problem is
the Ravens are just decimated by injuries right now.
And Lamar Jackson's not playing well enough to take advantage of that
Tannehill
defense. No, but you know, again, that you just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry is what you're supposed to be doing. So I think 6 points is too much. I think it's closer than that. I don't know if I can pull a trigger on the Titans. But that would be the side I would be on. I haven't decided if that's what I'm doing yet. Dolphins -4 at Broncos. Boy, you're starting to pay a premium on the Dolphins now. They have been money all year long. I might have to go the other way on them this week. I think they're a good football team, but I don't think the Broncos are garbage. It just, as long as Drew Lock doesn't totally suck, the Broncos can stay within 4.
I like under 45 in that game. I think the Dolphins win. I liked it a lot better if it would. I was hoping he'd go to 3. It's not going to go to 3.
No.
So, no.
Jets +9.5 at the Chargers.
It's a perfect tease piece. So, because you can go from 9.5 to 2.5. So you go through 3 and 7 with the Chargers. But I can't give that many. I'm obviously not betting the Jets because I won't.
Right. I mean, friends don't let friends bet Jets.
No, I can't do it with the Chargers. So I'll say Chargers if I had to pick a side. I'll use it in a teaser, but it's not a straight up play for me.
Yeah, I can't bet the Chargers at that number, but there's no way I'm betting the Jets. It's the same thing. So I will totally pass on this game. Packers +1.5 at the Colts. I like the Packers here.
I think Packers are another good team to use in a tease because now you go 1.5 to 7.5. You're through 3 and 7 again. So I may use Chargers and Packers in a tease, or if I'm looking at the Packer, I'm probably just looking at a money line. I think the Packers will win that game against the Colts.
I agree. -105 on the money line right now. Cowboys +7 at the Vikings.
Vikings playing really good ball right now. Feels sort of like this is probably going to be one of the more public sides this week. Like, I can't imagine
it feels anybody very saying, square.
I can't imagine anybody saying, you know what, I'm going to bet the Cowboys +7 against this team that's just been dominating. And by the way, like the last month, the Vikings are probably the best team in the league. They've been that good. It feels like a weird spot, so it's a pass for me. But I think the Vikings win the game. It's just a matter of how much.
On the off chance Cowboy gets some late money and it gets under 7, then I would pound on it. But I like the Vikings here. I think the number's right. I'll probably throw a little bit at it, not much. Rams +4 at the Buccaneers.
Give me the Bucs. I think when you look at what the Bucs have done defensively, they blitz more than anybody. When does Jared Goff suck? When he gets blitzed. And guess what he's not going to have this week? His starting left tackle. There's just a lot of things that are starting to pile up against the Rams here. It feels like a spot where maybe Sean McVay can pull a rabbit out of his hat and make something magical happen. But it feels like if you're saying, okay, this has to happen 6 times out of 11 for you to be profitable, I'm going to bet the Bucs 11 times and just... You know,
yeah,
cross my fingers.
The Bucs have been sort of my kryptonite this year. I've been wrong about them. When I think they're going to play well, they don't. When I think they're going to get killed, they win easy.
Yeah.
So I've just been off on them all year. And that probably should not make you feel better. That I also agree. I think the Bucs win this. I think the Rams are. I just don't think the Rams are that good. I mean, they're not consistent. And defensively, I as long as Brady doesn't have another 3-pick game or something, I think the Bucs win this pretty easy. All right. Very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 315 asking, speaking of Lions, curious how Fred is doing in the MyBookie Super Contest this year. No shade intended at all. No shade taken. I'm more than happy to tell you. I had a bad week last week, but right now I'm 234th. And I'm one for one on the week because I did have the Seahawks in that. And if you're curious what my other ones are for this week, Falcon plus four, Packer plus two, Patriota minus two, Viking minus seven. Those are my other four games. So the top 16 get paid. So I've got work to do to get paid. But I'm not that far out of a, you know, if I had a couple of 4-1 weeks in a row, and I'll be right in position. What are you smirking at over there?
Nothing.
What?
No, I just saw some stupid stuff on the internet.
So. Oh, okay. I thought you were smirking at me for some reason. Like,
no.
Oh, nobody cares how you're doing that thing.
I care about
somebody
that.
Asked. I was just passing it on. Also, a lot of people asking because we have been running some spots for sports map bets. So I wanted to let people know what's going on. That's our free site that we're partnering with SportsGrid on. So if you go check it out, there's all kinds of previews. There's really good stuff. That is phase one of what our long-term plan is going to be with SportsMap Bets. The second part will be a subscription site that Jerry Bow and I will run with a bunch of handicappers. It won't just be picks. It's going to be a lot of really cool stuff and videos and live streams and things like that that are going to make it well worth everybody's while. That will launch as soon as – right now I'm in the stage of working with investors because we want to put some money into it and before we launch it. And that should happen very soon. And when it does, hopefully – I don't really have a time frame for it because you know how it is whenever we talk about launching a website. Like if I said I hope so by the end of the year, that would mean June. But you know, we're ready to go on it. It's just a matter of closing the deal. And as soon as that happens – then, you know, so it'll be SportsMap Bets and SportsMap Elite, and they're both going to be great, and it's going to be a really cool setup, and I'm very excited about it, but, you know, this is just the first phase, but check it out. There's some great stuff on there from our friends at SportsGrid. So hopefully that explains it, because I was asked about that today, and I'm like, well, yeah, that is ours. We're doing it,
yeah.
But that's not, you know, the site that Jerry and I are doing is going to have all of our guys' content. And we'll also have some SportsGrid content on there, too. But we've lined up some really good people, too. So I'm very excited about all that.
The best people.
They're tremendous. There's fine people on both sides. But, yeah, I'm you're going to make fun of me for this. I
doubt it, Fred. Have I ever made fun of you before?
Not yet this. Well, yeah, you did earlier in the show. So,
oh,
yes.
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm going to kind of miss Donald Trump.
I don't think he's going anywhere, buddy.
No, but I mean, it's been kind of fun to have. I know, I mean, not from a political standpoint, but I hate both of you parties anyway. But I just kind of I'm going to miss that. There's good and bad people on both sides. I'm going to miss tremendous, the best. Yeah,
like now that you know people like even Trump's tweeting about the governor of Georgia today. Like the governor of Georgia won't let us, and it's a Republican governor. Like it's clearly falling apart for him. And he's still, like, holding on to he won. Do you think that even, like, do you think that there are some Trump people, and obviously we live in a place where, in our listening audience, there's a lot of Trump people. How many Trump people are like, okay, he lost, he should just stop doing this nonsense and let's move on? Do you think any of them are like that?
Yeah, there are. I think what we're hearing, and again, this is social
media. I want to hear from a reasonable Trump person who's like, you know what? He lost fair and square. Let's just move on and let's go back to, you know, democracy.
They're out there.
I want to find one.
All right. Well, if you call in, if you're that guy, 713-780-3776, you go to the front of the line.
Okay.
So, yeah. We'll be happy to put you on because I talked to a guy the other day. Who basically said that. It's like, yeah, listen, he's lost. Let's just move on. I hate Sleepy Joe, but this is not there's no point in fighting anymore. And now there's still, I think there's a very vocal group that's out there saying, oh, stop the count.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't want to stop the count.
Well, I also I saw that on Josh's show today. I was listening, and someone called in and said, we want to see Trump's nipples. I think that's a thing. We started yesterday. I think there's a growing population of people who are now coming to grips with the realization that they want to see Trump with his shirt off. There's a lot of people who want that, whether they want to admit it or not.
I think we've started something there.
Yep.
Robert on Twitch says, I'm a Trump guy and I'm ready for the election to be over so I can get paid out on my Biden bet.
All right, let's talk to Steven. Hello, Steven.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, sports man, are you a Trump guy?
So I voted for Trump, but I'm not a crazy Trump supporter.
Okay, did you vote for Trump 4 years ago also?
Yes, I did.
Okay, are you now at a point where it's like, okay, dude, you lost. Let's just move on with this. Stop tweeting saying that you won.
Oh, by far.
Okay.
Well, I was like that during his run too. Like,
okay.
All right, man. You got to stop.
Let me ask one more question that may give me a better idea. Because you seem like a pretty reasonable dude. Do you work in oil and gas?
I do.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So I'm guessing that had something to do with why you would vote for Donald Trump. Would be my guess. Oh, would we lost him? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, sports, Mike.
Hey, sports. So, yeah, so I think that the election should be over because the alternative would be riots in every major city. If we return, if the election gets turned over, the country will burn to the ground.
I mean, it probably should. because at that point, we're a third world country where our elections just don't count.
Yeah, true, but you know, it's not worth it. Even if there was wrongdoing, it's not worth burning the country to the ground. As long as the Senate stays Republican, it's going to be difficult for people to get, you know, pass legislation that's one side or another.
Okay. Let's talk to Chuck. I feel like these guys are like kind of moderate Trump guys. I want like someone who had a Trump flag where he was shirtless on a dinosaur with a machine gun hanging off the back of their Ford Raptor, and now they've taken that flag down and they're just over it. All right, Chuck. Chuck decided, nope.
I think he scared him off.
I can't get there, brother. I just can't take that flag down off my pickup truck.
But, no, and I'm getting a lot of texts from people who kind of say the same thing. It's like, you know, I mean, we survived Obama. We'll survive this. And he says, I am that guy, but you won't believe how many in the Republican Party that aren't reasonable. I am in the party pretty deep, and those precinct chairs are nuts. Hey, let me just tell you, so's the other party. There are hardcores in both parties, yeah. And those people you will never convince either way. But I firmly believe, and I may be wrong about this, and you guys can tell me I'm an idiot, but I firmly believe that there are more reasonable people on both sides that could find some common ground with each other and would work together. And I think there's people like us. That's what I'm saying. I would work with you, Democrats and Republicans.
I acknowledge that the election is over, but at the same time, I appreciate a government, I don't care who's in office, going through all these things with a fine-tooth comb to clear out all these irregularities, because that's what we want to get to, is we want to get to a more efficient way each state does it.
I agree, but I mean, now that like all these lawsuits are being thrown out, they're all being called frivolous.
I'm not worried about the lawsuits. I'm worried about more the actual like electors in each state looking at it and saying, okay, we got to figure out why this happened. Why did we just find 2,500 votes in one county that were just sitting there that nobody decided to put a tab on?
Here's my question to both of you. Do we think at any point Trump concedes and says, okay, I lost. Congratulations, Sleepy Joe.
Yes.
I don't think he says congratulations, but I think he'll admit that he lost.
I think he'll say, no, the election was rigged, but, you know,
he'll never admit that he lost fair and square. We agree
no,
on that.
No, but yeah. I think he will admit that he lost. And
it just feels like, so the Bush-Gore election that was literally like a coin flip election. Like, it was one state and it came down to like, what was it? 177 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, just a couple hundred.
Some ridiculous amount of votes. Like, that makes sense to hold up. And they said, okay, let's do a recount. And then they did a recount. And then Al Gore said, all right, man, congratulations. You got it. Like, I just want it to be
like
that.
Well, he did, but the rest of the party didn't. They were all like, oh, they stole it from us. And let me just say this to Aaron's point where they found 2,500 votes in it. In almost every case where they've redone these things, it's been less than 1,000 votes. So
no, and I'm not worried about who the votes are for. I'm just saying when those votes go unaccounted for, that's something that they need to clear up and streamline.
I'm all for doing that, but I would like to see your link to the story that said 2,500 votes were lost, because I have not seen anything more than less than 1,000 anywhere. So that's all.
All right, we're changing topics because we have a surprise for the other side.
Oh, okay.
Do we?
We'll see about that.
Yeah, because I kind of like the topic. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Stocks struggled today as the market digested a continued surge in coronavirus cases, more lockdowns on a state and local basis, and some concern as well that there will be absolutely no relief for stimulus coming from the federal government in order to keep the economy on a relatively even keel. In fact, JP Morgan downgraded its assessment of first quarter economic growth, saying we could see a dip into negative territory in the first 3 months of next year. The Dow lost 220 points to 29,263. S&P down 24 to 3557. The NASDAQ, despite some stay-at-home stocks looking better today, falling nearly 50 points to 11,854. The small-cap Russell outperformed with a 10% gain. Oil, for some reason, not based on economic news, up 43 cents to 42.17 a barrel. Gold rebounding $10.60, while 10-year note yields moved down a little bit to 0.83%. The dollar up fractionally as we go into next week's holiday shortened week. The market's still trepidatious about the arc of the virus.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Sponsored by Labyrinth Labs.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I hate you people, just so you know.
Why do you hate us, Fred? Look what you've got. Something new and exciting.
Explain yourself.
Okay, so last week, Fred was talking about how
it was yesterday. What, or 2 days ago?
It was sometime within the last. It was within the last few days,
yesterday.
A week, whatever. And Fred was saying how he never had Taco Bell, and nobody could believe this. And I was just like, I cannot possibly believe Fred has never had Taco Bell. So I was determined to get Fred Taco Bell today, since I was coming in to do late hits. So last week I brought in some good bourbon. This week I brought in trash tacos. But I messed up because I put lettuce and tomatoes on.
Well, listen, here's the one thing. This is something I'm going to teach you about Taco Bell, Fred. Whatever you order, Taco Bell will get your order wrong.
Okay.
Like, Taco Bell will never get your order
pretty
right.
Pretty much.
Like, if you say no sour cream, they'll put extra sour cream. Like, they always find some kind of a way.
Or the infamous meme where the guy says he wanted sour cream on the side, and they literally put sour cream on the side of his taco.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's always going to be something like that.
Always,
if you order
like
from
that.
Taco
always.
Bell, you got to be drunk enough to where you just go, just give me a number four. You want to change anything? No, just give me the food. I don't care.
All right,
you
Fred.
Can't make customizations at Taco.
So what'd you bring him? A crunchy taco?
There's some cheesy gordita crunches in there, some Taco Supremes, and there's one Doritos Locos taco.
I don't think he should eat the regular taco.
This just looks like something my kid would have thrown together.
If you're going to give him a first impression of Taco Bell, don't just give him a regular
honestly,
crunchy.
I've already had to scrape tomatoes off of it, and it's a hard shell, which, come on, man. Who eats hard shells? Once you get over the age of 12.
Does it have tomatoes on it?
It has lettuce. Okay, I'm okay with lettuce. I'll tolerate lettuce. I don't see
tomatoes. Okay.
All right.
All right, so Fred is about to sample Taco Bell for the first time.
Oh, wait, it's got a hard shell, too. It's got both.
It's got both.
What the hell? What's the point of that?
It's a crunchy gordita.
It has cheese on the inside of the soft one.
This is okay. Whatever. I'll try it. You know what this tastes like? Something you get at the gas station and put
in the microwave.
In the microwave.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Which means I'll be crapping all night.
Oh yeah, big deal. So what you're saying? Fine. So you're saying pretty good.
You can take your laptop in with you
and
play poker.
Good drunk food. You see, when you're drunk, Taco Bell tastes like Papacitos.
Mm.
The more drinks you have, the better it tastes.
I see.
So, like, if you're on one of those all-nighters where you're playing poker, betting the horses and everything else, and you've had a few vodka and waters, and you're just, like, stumbling around the kitchen, and you came across a Taco Bell taco just magically appeared out of nowhere.
So
it would be great.
On a scale of 1 to 10, like, what's the worst fast food place to you?
Burger King.
Okay, that's the same for me.
Yeah.
And, like, let's say 10 is Whataburger. Yeah. Or do you like something better than Whataburger?
No, I think Whataburger is... Well, in the U.S., like A&W in Canada is better than all of it, but
so
I'm not in
Canada.
Let's
say one is Burger King and 10 is A&W in Canada. Where does Taco Bell rank?
3.
It's a 3.
I knew it. I called it.
I told you, Taco Bell is not Mexican food. It's not Mexican food. I told you.
No.
I mean, it's just...
It's not horrible.
It's just fast food.
It's not horrible, it's not something I'm going to go get, right?
Right.
I don't feel like I've missed something in my life by not having it until today.
I just feel like it's an experience that you needed to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you were high, you would like this much more also.
Well, if I'm high, I'll eat anything.
That's true.
Or anyone. You know, that's high. That's different. That's like I'll order Domino's when I'm high. I mean, when would I ever do that?
I guess when you're high.
Hey, exactly. I'd be like, oh, dude, I want some pizza, and I want some pizza that's like really greasy. And cheap. Yeah.
That's what Taco Bell is there for. Taco Bell is your savior. When you're drunk and high and looking for something to cheap to eat, you don't have very much money. That's what Taco Bell's there for. Taco Bell is like that slump buster. When they cut on the lights at the club, last call, everybody's scattering. You're just like, I need to take something home. And you're looking around and the light hits this one girl just right. And your beer goggles are fitting you just perfectly. You're like, you know what? Before they cut the lights on, I thought she was like a 4 or 5.
This is how you could tell.
She's kind of, maybe she's a 7 now.
You could tell the new single guy, right?
This is a new single dude right here. How long were you married for?
Damn near 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a lion getting out of the cage at the zoo and just eat, like, he's just running around the zoo eating all the little kids because he can.
Why I got to eat little kids?
Because that's what a lion would choose.
Oh, you know, you're right. They're slow and they fall and trip.
Yeah,
and
you're just catching
softer,
the weak ones.
Softer bones. I mean, you're looking for the weak. You're picking off the weak.
All right, I just missed a FaceTime call about some alcohol in Mexico. Well,
if you're going to take that, get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
the hell? Right, we're not taking your FaceTime.
How is chocolate tequila? Y'all had that yet?
No, we haven't. We had ghost tequila, ghost pepper. You know, I hate to admit this. This actually gets better the more you
eat it. Look at you.
Tried to tell you.
So maybe a 5?
I'll bump it up to a 4.
Okay.
I'm still, there's still 6 other places I'll go to before I go to Taco Bell.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Oh, well, I mean, we would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we advocated for this.
Well, yeah, but you guys have eaten it before. How many times have you eaten it is what I want to know.
Lots.
Okay. See, I don't think I'll ever be lots on this.
Because it's quick, cheap, easy. Again.
See, I can also tell recent divorce because he keeps mentioning cheap.
Oh, that's true. I need something cheap.
That's why I've been cooking at home a lot.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's cool when you can cook like I can. You can just make, like, a pork tenderloin stuffed with shrimp and pepper jack cheese and andouille sausage.
You want to impress somebody next time? Go do something like that. Make it and bring that in here.
I still got some in the fridge if you want some.
No, in this fridge?
No.
I'm saying you make up something good like that.
Okay.
And next time you're doing late hits, bring it in here for us to eat instead of Taco Bell.
Got you.
Because you bring me Taco Bell, I give you Highway Hemp Vodka.
But this is an experience I've never had before. Yeah. That's an experience you've never had before.
That one's better. That's classier.
But I mean,
bottle cost more than that entire bag you brought.
Of course it did. True. But yeah. I'm just saying.
That's the whole point of Taco Bell, though.
Well,
exactly.
Although sometimes, I'll be honest, sometimes, like if I'm a little lit, I'll go to Taco Bell. And now I can spend $15 at Taco Bell. Whereas in high school, I mean, if you spent $15 at Taco Bell, you were feeding like five dudes.
Exactly.
At Taco Bell's, they're ramping things up. It's a little pricier than it used to be.
Feeding five dudes.
I'm just saying you could feed five dudes.
Okay. I thought maybe you had something weird going on there.
What, you never hung it? You never were out cruising with your boys?
Not with five. Like, we always, like, we were always smaller groups, two or three.
Okay.
Because, you know, you get in too big a group in Lamarck, you get in a fight. Because you go to Palmer Highway in Texas City.
Well,
and, you know.
Maybe when I was in high school, I was out looking for trouble, Fred.
Because you're a bad person.
No, I'm not. But I ran with a bad crowd of bad people.
It was just always the whole neighborhood of us together. So it was more than five sometimes.
So you were a gang.
This is a neighborhood.
How come when it's me, it was just, I'm running with a bad crowd, well, you but might have, it's a gang.
You might have been in a gang, too.
Maybe I was.
You probably were.
Maybe I was. There was only six of us, and we didn't have matching clothes, but we all did live, like, in the same little subdivision.
So y'all were technically classified as a gang.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
But we never rolled six deep. There were six of us, but it was always four or five at a time, because you can't...
Well, you got to have backup.
You can't fit six comfortably in a car.
No, but you got to have backup in case things go awry.
Yeah.
So that's what the other two guys are for. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they got to, if they have to bail you out of jail... Or if they have to show up guns blazing because the fight's not going well.
And who you hang out with that night depends on what you're getting into. Like, it'd be a different, if you're going out trying to get chicks, you leave out a different couple of dudes than if you're trying to go out and fight. Because some
leave
of the
ones out that can't fight.
Exactly.
But the terrible part about leaving out the ones that can't fight when you're looking for a fight is if you need backup, you're screwed.
Right. But that's why you don't leave them out if you're looking for a fight. But if you're looking for chicks... Listen, there's a couple dudes who can really ruin your game if you're looking for chicks, so you just can't take them.
You take your handsome friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to learn all this, probably.
Yeah.
Since you're single again.
Listen to my advice, okay? Yeah.
Got you. Right. Taking notes.
All right. Currently. Yeah, well, and you should take notes on some of the bets we were talking about earlier. We went over all the NFL, went over some of the college games we like, and it's all on mybookie.ag. And you know, the in-game betting is great. We talked about that Tulsa game last night, all of that on mybookie. And the cool thing is, easy deposits and withdrawals. You get tons of options. You can play parlays. You can play teasers like Hoffman likes to do. You can get in on the soccer like Jerry Bow does. He kills that soccer. It's all on MyBookie. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And make sure that they've got all kinds of contests. And if you're already signed up, keep an eye on your email. Keep an eye on all the offers that they have. They got a big one coming on Thanksgiving Day where if you lose, they're going to return your wager. That's pretty cool stuff. And they do that all the time on MyBookie just to keep you interested beyond just playing the lines. Again, join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100% with promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.